All right, everyone, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Skies. We are jumping back into Adam's Lovecraftian Nightmare of a Campaign. I believe we just finished a shopping montage, and we are getting ready to head back to the ship to install some modifications so that we can attend this auction in style and class, but also ready to kick some ass. Adam, do you want to take it away and introduce everyone to your game and to your world?
No.
Okay, well, let's just jump back into the game.
No, the group did a shopping montage. They're getting prepared. They're preparing to go to the auction tonight. They're going to be trying to get the crown that Jonger wants. We have Seely, who is wearing a big floppy brimmed hat with a flower on top. There is a flower on top, right?
No.
No flower. That. Okay, got to adjust my picture I have drawn here. HW is wearing a robe with bright red or a black robe with bright red accents.
Yes.
And then we'll go to Hez, because I'll save Torque and Neb for last. Hez is wearing a purple jacket with his dark maroon vest underneath and black poofy pants at the bottom. They're dress pants, but they have to fit over his coveralls.
Yep.
They kind of look like parachute pants. Were you trying to look like MC Hammer when you said this?
No, you said parachute pants.
Okay. You know what? That's fine. I feel bad about that. I don't feel bad about that. I feel great about that. But I'll give you a dark side point to say that you look like MC Hammer.
Hammer
time. And then last but not least, we have Torque and Neb, who are both wearing togas, correct?
Yeah, they're like nice black silk togas, I think is what Torque said.
Is that right, John? Is that what you guys are going with?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Are you going to wear your cloak or not? Oh, yeah, you should.
My shadow cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wearing that.
Okay. Are you wearing clothes underneath of the toga?
Just my pioneer armor.
Just my regular armor.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Whatever holds the gun up.
All right. Oh, and you guys also bought those umbrellas that are locked in there. So like the handle part is out of the sheath, but the umbrella itself seems to be locked in this balsa wood. I think I said 2.5-inch diameter sheath. Like it kind of just looks like a club, if you would.
Also, while you guys were away, Adam gave us 1,000 credits after the shopping spree.
Oh yeah, so
you gave us
off screen. There was discussion, and I kind of realized.
Almost no one has money.
Yeah, I was convinced at this point that you guys basically completed your original mission, which was to find out where the hut was and what happened to them. And you can more or less conclude that, well, you know what? I never really had you guys try to put that together. So let's finish this off here, and then we can see. I'll give
sure,
you the money.
I'm sure that Carter would have brought it up when we told him what happened.
Do you think he would?
We mentioned the hut.
Do you think he'd care about you enough?
Well, he knows why we're there. Like, this isn't like whether or not he cares. This is like.
Well, then there's a complete mission change. We're not going to the auction. We're going to murk this guy who's not paying us.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm like, just saying.
He told us what we were there for. So we would have brought up when we did our debrief.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we even did, but we would have brought up the hut.
Let's do this narratively is what I'm saying. As you guys are heading back to... So you're going to the ship first. We'll take care of this narratively is what I'm trying to say. This is a good story plot point that we could cover. Are you going to the ship first?
I am.
Yeah, we got to mod these weapons and go murk this guy.
Okay, so we'll say when you get to the shop, you guys will be... I'll give you a dark side point, because I'm going to railroad you here for a little bit. I'll just say that you guys get to the shop, and as you're starting to work on everyone gives you, like, this list of stuff they want done, right?
Mm-hmm.
as you're all working there, you guys kind of are, we'll say you're discussing the chain of events as you got here. Does everybody remember the chain of events? Pop quiz time?
As in, like, what just happened from...
From the moment you were given a mission to find out what happened to the local hut and why the trade outpost...
We were attacked by some vampires.
Uh-huh.
Right.
We saw some zombies getting burnt by the sun and some other stuff at the lower part of town. We blew up a bar stool after we learned about an auction and a shit monster.
What about the giant cats?
That was somewhere else. That was after
oh,
that.
Oh, that was okay.
No, the giant cats were the
previous. Or before, I mean. That was previous okay, planet.
My fault.
How about this? It's been a while for the players, so let's... It'll be a hard roll. You know what? It'll be an easy roll with one setback.
Our characters would know this. It's because yeah, we
I know, don't. But I'm making you guys put all the plot points together. Have you guys all roll street right? Street wise. It's an average roll. You have all of the pieces you need. One setback die because you guys are not thinking about it at this point.
Can I use mechanics to put it all together?
That'd be pretty funny, but no. Okay. Hez is distracted anyways.
That Captain Torque, two success and a threat, same as HW. Hez has two threat because he's so cool. Neb got a... I'm the only one that failed. Neb got a success, and Seeley got two success, two threat.
I love this narrative. Hez is so swept up in what he's doing and the shiny new things that he's going to trick out that he just doesn't give a fuck. He's like...
That's true. He's single-minded.
He's just like... Like, he hears everybody talking, we'll say...
Give me all your stuff. I'm going to make everything so freaking cool!
And as he's, like, just tricking out the stuff, everybody's kind of, like, standing around watching or whatever they're doing. And we'll just say that Neb says something about... God, how would that even come up in conversation? It'd be just be like, man, I'm going to do this and this with the money once we get paid. And then, so we'll say, Seeley didn't... Seeley's going to help you all put everything together. Torque's going to go, wait a second. Weren't we just here to get the hut? And find out what happened to the hut?
Aren't we done?
Yeah, and then, like, you all are just kind of slowly go, wait, the hut that we just, like, you know, found out was dead and had his body sewed on to another thing by...
Yeah.
Hubert North? Wasn't our quest just to find out who stole him and or where they went and... How it happened? Well, we know how it happened. This local gang kidnapped him. Somehow Hubert North is involved, but who cares? We know what's going on.
Well, I mean, it makes sense to go after North. But then, what's up with the auction? I guess we're done with that part of it. Why are we?
You know that, like, but this isn't the job that Jonger tasked you with. That's, like, basically, we'll say, because I used a dark side point to set all that up, we'll say as soon as, like, It's clicked in all of your heads that you deserve to be paid. And it seems like either Carter hasn't remembered or has forgotten or just doesn't care about reminding you.
And now that he's forgotten, I think it should be doubled.
I mean, that'll be up to talking to him. But we'll say, has Zach, what do you need rolls to be made real quick?
Well, if we're going to get money first, I'd like to wait because the more money we have, the more mods I can do.
You'll definitely be getting money.
Okay, then I'm gonna wait. We'll do the mods after the fact because they are gonna cost money.
You can
give... If you say that I could do whatever I want with mods money wise, then
I mean
I will break my character for you.
I said 1,000 credits. So I was gonna say you could like retroactively like
have like 2,000 credits? Cool.
2,000?
Okay.
I was like, you could have the money you were owed. It's 1,000 credits for each player. I think that's how I did it with the last mission that you succeeded in.
I thought we got more than that. I thought we got, like, I don't think I've bought anything, and Hez has, that's not the right character sheet. Hez has 2,400 credits. You could probably, maybe 100 of those are from pickpocketing and stuff, and I got 50 from from Carter.
Just stealing shit from people.
Yeah.
We'll say 1,200 then. 1,200 credits.
Oh, I fucking love you.
You could retroactively.
Cool. So then we want to do the checks now then? If we know how much money we have?
Yeah, just do that so then we don't have to do it again later.
Okay. Don't worry, guys. It'll all get paid for once we go talk to Carter. Let's get this all installed.
That's actually how I envisioned Hez doing it anyways.
I'll give him the bill and we're done.
The only reason I want to do this now, too, is because I technically don't envision you guys attacking anybody at the auction, but I know how you guys roll. So I think you want your tricked out weapons before you murder everyone, right?
I don't see the stuff that on the ship sheet anymore. Oh, wait, maybe I'm in the wrong place. Maybe I'm in the wrong place. There we go. Emergency containment, downgrade the difficulty of mechanics check, something.
I don't even remember.
Reclamation equipment, 50% of the cost is recovered. Advantages can recover full cost.
What's a reflex shadow skin?
Spare parts bin, reduce rarity of materials needed. Sorry.
Nice, dude. Oh, yeah, I totally want that.
All right, so what does everybody want? Let's get this out of the way real quick.
I want to give you back a light side point and have you say that I have 3 hard points instead of 2.
What?
I can add hard points to your stuff anyway. I didn't say this while he was doing it because I knew he was going to mess up. I can add 2 hard points to your armor when I work on it. Or actually, technically 1 more because I already added 1 when I gave it to you.
Because I want armor spikes.
Dude, yeah, yeah, I saw those too.
So you'll essentially have 1 more armor once I get a hold of it. Or 1 more hard point when I get a hold of it. So
what do the armor spikes look like?
Fucking 3 6-inch fucking spikes on your shoulders.
Are they like World of Warcraft armor spikes, like shoulder pauldron spikes, or what are we talking?
Are you
about?
An orc?
Yeah. Are you for the Horde?
Blood and thunder.
I mean, yes, but that not anything to do with this. They're the bones of my enemies that I've been keeping.
Ooh, which enemies? What have we killed?
Vampires and shit monsters and zombies.
Those cat teeth. I did collect some cat teeth. I did collect some cat teeth.
That matches perfectly with my panther head.
Dude, man. That's dope.
If you recall, I was actually actively pulling teeth out of it.
Yeah, I do remember that. When the boy came up, he was like, what are you doing? That is so awesome. Okay, so that's torque handled. What's everybody else do?
Well, do you want weapon mods or anything at all either? Or are you just as you go with that?
No, I'm good with that.
Okay, well let's look and see what Zach rolls first.
Every mod you want on the same piece of equipment makes it harder. So we could do multiple mods on the same piece of equipment all at once. So it's gotta be, I'll set the difficulty for it. It's gonna be hard, but the ship, I believe, reduces it by 1. So that's 2.
All right, so what are we upgrading first? I just need to know so I can set the dice.
I got to do John's shoulders. I've already got the difficulty set.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So you're just going to roll it? Okay, I cleared the dice pool then.
Okay, good. That way you don't have to worry about setting it. And all
that's convenient.
Mechanics check. 2 successes. So, yeah.
What does that give you?
Are there any options for the mod? If you scroll to the right more, are there anything besides the base modifier, like a x1 innate ability or something?
Possible options: 3 times damage plus 1 plus or 1x intimidating innate.
Okay, how about this? We don't want it to be intimidating because we want people, as we're going to a social event. Can I use that extra success to give him one of those plus 1 mods to the damage back? We can talk about it or something. I'm not sure exactly how that works. There's a list of options that you can have if you roll good enough.
Okay.
And some of them, there are 3 times 1 increased damage by 1 mods. Ooh. I just want 1. So it's just 1 extra damage from the spikes. Because the spikes deal damage to attackers, I believe, right?
Oh.
After the attack resolves, may spend 3 threat or 1 despair to inflict 1 hit of 6 damage on attacker.
Yes. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now,
the mod's already done. You already okayed the mod.
That's fine. But that's 3 threat.
Yeah, that's...
Or 1 despair. Sure.
Yeah, sure. It does.
Cool, get that extra mod on there too.
You can make 1 extra damage to the spikes.
So it's 7 damage instead of 6.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, who's next? Was it you, Ben? Were you talking?
Well, I was wanting to do the Reflex Shadow Skin, number 27.
Okay.
What's the rarity on that Shadow Skin?
It was a 6. Is that allowed or no?
Hold on. Actually, with what my spare parts, Ben, it's reduced to 5.
We could say you have whatever's left over from the cat, the Shadow Cat. I don't think you used it all up on Torx.
And we got 1,200 just now, you said?
Yeah, all of you did. How much would that cost for rarity?
5.
5 credits? 500.
Oh, for no, you said rarity. Rarity, was it reduces it to 5.
With the 1,200 that I just got, I've got 3,400 credits.
Oh, perfect.
What?
Well, because I had...
And you made me buy your umbrella and toga?
Hey, man. Hey,
I'm like,
hey, man. You offered, Captain. I was just going with the flow. I wasn't about to turn
nobody
that down.
Nobody knows how much money Neb actually has. Neb is a fucking millionaire, and nobody knows. Everyone's just like, hey, man, I'll get that for you. And he's just like, all right.
He was raised to not talk about how much money he has.
He's just aloof. He's like Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, you guys don't ever worry about Neb, except for offering to buy shit. He's just sitting back collecting everything.
All right. So what's the difficulty roll you're setting here, Zach?
Well, it's just one mod, correct?
But you're creating the weapon or the armor from scratch, right?
Well, I have a new Pioneer armor. I didn't know if
He's got Pioneer armor. I'm just adding it. It's a modification, isn't it? It's not an actual. Yeah.
Yes, it's a mod.
Oh, okay.
And then I didn't know if I could get the shot gloves modified as well, which was like...
That'd be a separate roll.
Be a separate roll, okay.
Because, I mean, honestly, you've got... What did we say what time it was? We'll say you all spent like an hour and a half out. So you left at 7. You were out shopping for an hour and a half. So it's like...
I have plenty of time to install these mods.
Yeah, but that's what I'm like. I'm trying to put like a limit. Like you got time to do one thing for everybody, right?
No. When I asked earlier what time it was when we went shopping, you said it was like...
Oh, I said like...
In the morning, right? It was like 7 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant at night. I'm like,
no.
Oh, I said 7 a.m. I'm like, I don't know. I can't give you any more time than that, Zach.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking p.m. and I was like, no.
7 a.m. But still, to be realistic, each one of these, how long does each one of these take you to do? At least a couple hours, right? So we got 4 people.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's fine. If I can just do the armor, then I can always wait for the gloves. I'm not.
It says a couple hours, so I wouldn't say any more than 2. But also, I can do, like I said before, multiple mods on the same piece of equipment.
That's fine, but like one piece of equipment is what I'm gonna.
So I'll look at that. All right, man. I can either do your armor or I can do your weapon. I don't think we have time to get everyone in.
All right, man. That's fine. Thanks, Hez. Just do the armor for me.
To make that a little bit fairer, too, I'll give you a dark side for that.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks.
Gonna roll mechanics.
And what do I roll for?
Wow.
3 success and a triumph.
Nice.
What
dude.
Are the optional mods on? Which one was it? Was the armor or was it the gun or the fist?
Wait, what?
It would have to have been the armor, right? Okay.
Yeah, I was.
So, what are the optional mods? Is it the same spike thing that the captain's getting?
What is
your mod?
My mod was the reflex shadow skin.
Oh, okay. Add 1 advantage to stealth checks, and then stalker innate talent. Add times 1 2 times. Add 1 setback die to percept checks to see the wearer.
Yeah.
Can I give him all of those? Actually. Can I use a triumph to also have enough time to do his weapon? Like, I got the spikes done. Since I did the captains already, I did it really fast. Like, I did them together, maybe, at the same time.
You can. You have time to do both. I'm going to add one black die, though.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Because you're multitasking now.
1 setback.
As you're doing this, you realize, hey, I've got time.
All right, Ben, is it just one mod for that? How many mods for the fist, the fury?
Oh, it was just going to be one mod.
Okay. All right.
Oh.
You shall have it. And you shall have it and more. Your cup runneth over, my friend.
Nice, dude.
Four success, nice. Two threat, which mean nothing to me, and two triumphs.
Well,
which mean everything.
The two threat, though.
I'll take two strain with me to the ball tonight. How about that?
I don't even know how it works with mods. Well, yeah, fine. Two strain.
I didn't have enough money to do the superior weapon mod because that would have been cool. So I'm just going to do the serrated edge, I guess, number 56. It's only $50. It's one hard point and one rarity. And then it's just one vicious is the base mod.
Well, you've got your mod. So
yeah, for sure.
With the two threat, we could say that I don't get to add any of the options or something. But can I use them? Can I use two of them to reduce my next check by one? I got two triumph also.
Yeah, fine.
Two more triumph.
Yeah, three in a row, dude. Good for you. That's awesome.
One of the triumphs is spent giving you. It's not towards giving any bonuses to the web or the armor. It's to your. You wanted a boost die, right?
No. If I want to use two of the four successes to plead for a reduction in the next cost, like reducing it by one difficulty, my next check. Just a one-time thing.
One-time thing.
Okay. And then I have the two triumphs. Can that mean I'm able to do two?
Oh! No. I thought you were bargaining with your triumphs. The successes would go towards the armor itself and what you're doing.
Okay, well, what do you want to do with those bonus success? There's three extra success there.
Cost recoup?
Like all the whole cost, then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't pay for that mod, Ben.
Okay.
This is 50 credits anyway, so good job. Nice. literally, good job. I mean, like,
yeah,
you got it back, but it's...
I'm more fine with that. I don't want the triumphs sitting... I'm fine with the triumphs being played forward. Or, like, you can still use one of the triumphs to do whatever you want with the armor, and then use the one to pay it forward, but I don't want...
No, well I'm just going to use the two triumphs, then, just to try and get extra... more time to do more mods.
Yeah, that's exactly...
Okay. Moose Pie, who wants to go next?
I don't know, and I didn't have to pay for it. I would have used a superior weapon mod.
I mean, Zach's on a heater, apparently, so...
This is literally what I made him for. I've been waiting the whole game to be able to modify people's armor and weapons the entire time, and now I'm finally doing it. Hez is in a fever pitch right now.
Dude, yeah, Fate is like definitely on Hez's side right now.
Pupils have dilated a little bit.
He's got some snazzy new clothes. He has time to do work. He's literally in the vest with the nice pants and the jackets hanging up. Like, he's all business right now, but he's in the zone.
All right, let's keep going so we can get to the auction here.
Sorry.
HW would just want a serrated edge on his whip.
Nice.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's nasty. All right. So, two success, one advantage.
That was after it was upgraded?
What's upgraded? I didn't upgrade it.
Oh, you got more time. I'm sorry. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. What did you want done?
Adding serrated edge. Just adds vicious one.
Are there any bonuses? Any possible options?
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's literally the only thing HW would want.
Nice.
That's dirty.
Yeah. Dude, right, that's awesome. That's awesome, dude.
Got that sword whip.
Watch me whip, watch me melee.
Okay, and I know what...
Hold on, I'm doing pious mods.
Yes, he sent me what he wanted.
Oh, dang. All right, Pi.
Did you send that to Zach, Pi?
So we'll say it out loud so everyone knows what's going on here. Unless you don't want people to know.
No, let's make it a surprise.
Okay.
Yeah, I like surprises.
1 second,
Zach. This way I know how to make my check.
How are you setting your check, Zach?
Well, I'm setting it based on how many mods I'm doing at the same time to a piece of equipment. That's what it says in the book to do.
So
is this just one mod?
It's one mod. The rarity is 5, right?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to ask you a question in chat. Yeah, it'll be 2 difficulty because I reduced the difficulty by 1. Okay, here we go. A success, 2 advantage. That means you can use those 2 advantage to buy one of those upgrades, or you can make the cost half.
Or like the possible options, I can have that?
One of them. 2 advantage will buy one of them. It's four times, so you could buy it full. You could spend points on it four times or whatever to get one each time. You get what I'm saying? Like,
I can spend two for two charges. Is that what that means?
You would spend or two for one, two advantage for one.
For one additional charge.
Yes. It would yes. Give you one additional charge.
Yes. See, we will do that.
for our listeners, this will be great when it comes up. I'm sorry I have to keep it from you.
It's worth keeping it a secret.
Yeah.
It's worth it. All right.
Just whispering the heads in the corner and like he's just feverishly working.
Yeah, so Hess is like, you want a what? Yeah, let's do it. That's cool. We got the stuff. Let's do it. So here's the thing. I have those two triumph that we haven't been able to use, right? Can I use that to make the time to undo the umbrellas when I'm done doing my mods? But also, I'm adding... Neb, Hess is going to come up to you, and he's like, hey, I know you got some parts and stuff, but I need about 100 credits worth of parts. You think you could spot me?
Yeah, no problem.
I'm sorry, 100 credits. 100 credits. 100 credits.
Yeah, cool. That's fine. That's what you said.
All right, cool. Oh, okay. Yeah, you keep repeating yourself like I'm not hearing you or something, or like you're speaking to some omniscient person, but I got it the first time.
I'm not as stupid as I look.
I'm going to use the dark side point and say, no, you can't unlock them.
Oh, wow. That's harsh.
Okay, well, I'm going to have two triumphs to do nothing with. I'm gonna use them to unlock shit on my mods. That's all.
Okay. So what is something that has you've got a little bit of time left? What's something that you want
to
do?
Well, I had to do my mods first. That's what I want to do.
Do those, and then we'll talk.
I am adding three mods to my gun.
Holy shit!
We'll say you look at the locks on these things, and you're like, "What the? Like, you briefly try to like unlock them." And, like, this is some cheap-ass shit.
I think you got a spit in here or something.
Like, you try, like, briefly to pick it, and, like, the whole fucking assembly in it just, like, shatters, and you can hear, like, all the tumblers just fucking break. And it sounded like it all just, like, actually the pick is stuck in there now. You're like, what the fuck? No, I can't.
All right. So I rolled my mechanics. Which was okay. Increased. I added two difficulty because I'm adding two extra mods. I got three success, two threat. Excuse me.
Okay.
So, where's my mods at? Where my mods at? So, one of them that I got was the superior quality, which has nothing. Or not superior, I'm sorry. I got set trigger, I got multi-optic sight, and then I got the magnetic tether so I don't ever lose my weapon.
Okay.
Ooh. Ooh. I want to use one of those triumphs on the possible option for the set trigger.
Okay.
It adds one more success to my very first combat check of a combat.
Yeah, nice.
Okay. And then the only other one I think I could do is a perception. Use one to get an extra perception on my optics, my scope, if that's okay with you. And then that'll put us at out of time.
Yeah.
I won't take any more time.
Done.
Cool.
So you guys are looking fucking
good.
Yep. You guys have new clothes, tricked out weapons.
Oh shit, I was gonna make Chuck lighter. Oh no, I forgot. Never mind. Come on, sorry.
It's fine. So you guys are done, and I did say that you guys have realized you haven't been paid yet. Technically, mm-hmm. You all just did this all on credit.
Who's fixing my umbrella?
Your umbrella can't be fixed just yet.
have to learn the true meaning of love and Christmas.
You got to find the fifth element first.
I'm going to go back to the bazaar and buy a different umbrella.
I'll look for her, guys. I got the fifth element.
You don't have time.
Igliton, multi-pass.
Oh, my God. No, you don't have time. This all took about... And unfortunately... Has waited until the end to try to unlock those, and I'll say that that's narratively what happened with that dark side point I spent, and wasn't able to get it. It's just the lock's too cheap; it's broken. But it does look pretty nice. You could use it as you could definitely pull it off as like an eccentric walking cane / club. Are you guys gonna go straight to the auction? Or are you going to head back to the safe house first to see if you can catch Carter and get him to pay what he owes. What's the group going to do, guys?
HW will slowly start walking to the auction.
Okay.
He doesn't care about money.
I'm going with HW.
Oh, I'm following the captain. I think for this, I don't bring Chuck with me. The giant wrench club that I've got.
That makes sense.
Okay. So, you guys missing your togas?
Is that what you guys were doing with that cloth the whole time Hez was doing his stuff? He's like, what are you wearing?
He said black toga event.
No. You did this on purpose. Can't wear a black, awesome, spiky cat thing with a black toga. You look weird. You can go into a wake.
Oh, my God.
Well, maybe somebody will die.
Oh, I'm sure. Wherever we go, people die. So I've learned to just kind of go with that flow.
Seely, what are you doing?
She's going to curtsy at the mention of death.
Yep. See?
And excitedly shake her head back and forth so that the flappy brim is just kind of flapping everywhere.
And she looking good, Seely.
My God. All right. Well, this is, you guys are kind of doing this. I don't know if I picked where the auction house is going to be, but we'll say it is. It's sitting in the bazaar area. There is, we'll say this building right here. It's for you guys, it looks like a series of buildings, but we'll say it's actually one big building. It's kind of, I don't want to say high rise, but it's definitely like a three-story building, old Gothic look to it with turrets.
Mm-hmm.
And Castellans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are.
This building has turrets.
It sure does. It shouts things.
That's only one very specific type of turrets, by the way.
Yes. Damn it. No. Anyways, yeah, it's got matriculations, all sorts of things. It looks like it was a repurposed, like, fort at some point. At some point, it was like a fort, but now
and it's no plasmic reticulum.
Matriculations actually are a thing.
Okay.
It's the little ports that you shoot down from. Anyways, cool. There's your history lesson for the day. Anyways, it looks like a repurposed fort. It was a fort at some point. It's been repurposed, kind of like a historical building.
All right, so Hoga's kind of fit. I'll let it pass.
Yeah, in a weird, bizarre way. You'll see, so there's like a little red carpet rolled out to the front doors, and there's actually like a red roped off area where there's a security guard sitting up at front to let people in.
Mm-hmm.
Bouncers.
Yeah, there's bouncers. There's actually security and a little bit of press. There's some people, like not a lot, but there are people.
What species are the bodyguards?
Damn it! They are.
What are the names on their name tags?
They're not wearing name tags. They have sunglasses and nondescript black suits, three piece black suits.
What species?
The Nautilin.
Oh,
one's a Nautilin.
They have good athletics.
Yeah, they do.
I want to go up to the guard and ask him why he's not wearing a toga.
I said, are they wearing earpieces or whatever they got? Yeah, they got comms on.
I don't know how a Nautilin would have an earpiece, but I guess he could.
Nautilins have ears.
They have earholes.
I'm at comms. Yeah. You know,
he's wearing an earpiece. And you could see, like, even though it's night out, he's still wearing his sunglasses. And he hears you ask that. And he just kind of, like, doesn't move at all and says, name.
Who are you talking to?
Torque. Torque asked him where his toga was, and he just like name.
Guy who's allowed to enter? Captain Torque.
I was going to say, he just stares at you. Like, he's not even staring at you, he's just looking in front. Like, he hasn't moved. His head actually moves down and looks at the clipboard that he has in his hand. Silently open the roped-off entryway for you to walk through, and then just kind of nod. What's everybody else doing?
Good evening, my good sir. And Hez does like a gesture over his head, like rolls his hand.
I'm with the captain.
And I do a little bow, and I just keep walking in. Hesnip Farwander, I'm on the list.
He just nods.
You're doing a great job. I really appreciate you. And he gives him finger guns. Finger blasters. No, finger guns. Yeah, we're gonna go back. We're gonna pedal back on that one.
He just like Luke. Yeah, I was gonna say, Seeley, you gonna walk in with them same way? And HW?
Yeah, Seeley grabs Captain Torcott's arm and they walk in together.
Oh my god.
HW just kind of wanders after the fact, like it's about like a good like 10 paces behind. Like he's just like he's with the group, like, but he's not with the group. He's just continuing that, like trying to blend in.
Yeah.
And be like just casual.
That's great. We got it. You're but blending in with the crowd.
You all tell them your name, though.
I do. Yeah.
HW does not.
He just points to his mouth, like.
Yeah, he can't. He just points at his robes and makes the Diego Fang.
Roll. I'll make this.
You should give him a boost for the Diego Fang, or roll something to see if this guy knows about Diego.
I'll give you a religious fervor.
I'll give you a boost for that. It'll be a hard roll though. This guy's professional. Roll. Let me see. There's a couple of things we could roll here. Like, you could roll streetwise, deception, skullduggery, stealth, any of those. I'd accept any of those.
What about coercion?
Yeah. If you're trying to present yourself as, like, I just belong here.
Yeah.
Yeah, go coercion. That's fine.
All right. Ready for me?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
4 success, 2 threat.
The guy, so the 2 threat is the guy looks at you like he's about to say something, and then just the pure aura of like, I am here. I don't even recognize, like, you barely acknowledge this person's like existence.
I'm a sovereign citizen.
Yeah, it's just like, I so fucking belong here that like you almost don't, sort of thing.
HW is a dick. I'm kidding.
That's how he comes up. As though, and he's like, guys, like, gonna say something. He's like, ah, yeah, I know that type. He belongs here.
the guy that I interact with, I'm gonna slip him 100 credits and say, praise Diego, and then walk away.
Now, is it really 100 credits, or is it like one of those 100 credits, but you grab it and you're like, ah, damn it, and you flip it open, and it's like some weird Diego verse?
It's 100% real.
Okay. I had to make sure.
Diego tracks.
Diego tracks. That is great.
The one you slip the money to, he doesn't look at you, he doesn't move, but you do see he like moves his hand like this, just like
real quick
and goes like
good. That means he's one of us. Time to roll.
Established. We have an in.
We may need
with the security. Later.
We may need him.
Something to leverage later if we need it.
Right.
All right. So you guys make it into the auction house, which is, I'm glad, because I put a little bit of time into this auction house.
He's like, good. Finally.
Just kidding. I need to go back to the ship.
Real quick.
It is an auction house. It's like, it's just a fancy place where people, rich people, spend their money.
Is that one of the Nazgul crowds?
Aren't we in like space though? This should look like.
Yeah, but it's an older town. You're in old space in an old town.
We're in old space. Old space commercial. That's the deodorant. That's the deodorant of Star Wars. Old space.
And listen, this was saved as a gift. So it got distorted a little, but I still did some editing. There used to be a sign right here that totally told you what game this was from, which like I'll give you guys a light side point if you can tell me what game this is from.
Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem. That's what I was talking about. Yes.
What?
No way, you guys. This is like, this looks kind of familiar, actually.
It looks like Duke Nukem.
No, it doesn't. It looks nothing like Duke Nukem. You are
wow.
Insane.
Yes, it does. Torque agrees with me.
You've never seen Duke Nukem.
Wow.
You've never seen Duke Nukem. Look at the chairs and look at the giant trees in the back and scale them with your eyes. This is not Duke Nukem.
I will give you all one guess. Everybody go.
It's Chrono Trigger.
Nope.
Damn it.
You guys think about it, and then if...
Yeah, let's just go on. Let's move on so we can do this.
So you walk in up through these stairs right here, and you are gestured to an open seat. We'll say these are just envision auditorium seats, and they are facing this direction.
Okay.
This direction being they are facing towards the north side of the room where there seems to be some sort of... How do I want to say? It's like a podium. Not a podium. Pedestals. There are four pedestals sitting in front of you on a stage. There are three pedestals in front and one in the back. They all have... The pedestals are right here. Here, there's three in front, and then here's the one in back. You can actually see the crown sitting on the one in the back. I think that's on your guys's.
Let's go grab it.
There is security sitting here and here. There are three security guards sitting in the front that you can see standing right in front of the stage. The stage is elevated above them. It looks like this could be also used as like a theater production sort of thing. And then there's an old man standing next to there. He is actually standing behind a podium. He's the auctioneer.
Gotcha.
There's a bunch of seats in front of you. You see three other people.
What's the auctioneer's name?
He actually does have a name.
Oh.
Lahab.
Okay.
I let the game generate them randomly. I'm like, all right, yeah, Lahab sounds like a person's name.
Yeah, it does. In old space.
In old space.
Everybody's a critic. Anyway, yeah, there's people sitting around. They're kind of sectioned off into their own section. So imagine this is more like an auditorium sort of thing. You're all sitting in rows. You see... Oh, I didn't put the guy. Hang on one second. I spent some time drawing this guy.
Oh, God.
It's kind of a small group. There's not a lot of people in here. There's a hodgepodge. Like, I would say probably about a dozen, maybe a dozen and a half people total. The only ones that really seem to stand out to you are partitioned off in their own groups are... There's a group of three in front of you. They're all sitting in white robes. And then there is this very posh looking guy. I just gotta make a picture for him. This is where I said it was pretty on key with you talking about a top hat and monocle.
Abe Lincoln over here.
Watch out for purple Mr. Peanut over there.
You see, he is an Alina.
That's Professor Plum, dude.
I think that's what they are, right?
No, they have like... Okay, no, you're fine. What's an Alina?
Yeah, they're purple. It's like a 4-foot-tall purple race.
Looks like that lobster guy from Futurama.
Zoidberg. Dr. Zoidberg is sitting up front, drinking a martini, smoking a cigar. And he has like a couple of, they're not servants, but they are waiting on him. He just looks like he's got some money.
I'm going to elbow Neb and be like, hey, isn't that the cigar that we were shown?
Yeah, I think you're right.
You guys were shown a cigar?
Yeah, the picture on the hologram.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. Okay. Yeah, sure. And... Then there is off to the far back left corner. So you guys are sitting in the back right. The far back left corner, there seems to be like a... Yeah, it's an open seat right now. But it's actually cordoned off. Like, not cordoned off, but like roped off with some velvet ropes. But nobody's sitting there just yet. As you guys sit down, the guy at the front sits there or kind of clears his throat.
I believe... All parties are almost here. We'll give it a couple more minutes, and then we'll start the auction.
She was going to raise her hand like she's trying to make a bid.
Yeah. No, just, okay. The bidding hasn't started yet.
She holds up three fingers.
Okay, we have 3 credits. What, ma'am, what are you bidding on?
4 fingers.
Four credits. 4 credits to the individual in the back. I don't know what she... Just 1 second. But, hang on.
Give her your pocket watch.
just...
Your handkerchief, please.
You get this very nice bag of popcorn here. And he just, like, hands it to one of the guards, and they bring Celia a bag of popcorn.
Nice.
He goes, okay, well, now, a few more minutes. Like I said, he pulls out, like, actually he has a nice pocket watch that it's, like, one of those ones that sit in the, like, the chained watches that you used to carry around with you.
Like, back in old space.
Oh, yes, old space. Thank you. I know, we've established this is old space. I can't make it any older than this.
When they have pocket watches.
He has a fucking pocket watch when they have hologram projectors.
I believe in Star Wars they're called chronometers. Thank you very much. Yes.
My chronometer says that we have... We need to wait another 3 minutes.
You see these minutes tick by.
You can hear Hez's foot tapping faster and faster as time goes slower and slower. He's just going crazy.
So 2 minutes go by, and right about 1 minute left, another person walks through, and you can actually hear people like kind of cheering and clapping downstairs. And a guy walks in, he comes up here, and you see a tall, lanky human male that is walking up with Seeley. You recognize this person, but you're used to seeing them. I guess I said lanky. They're not lanky anymore. This is a very... Oh, I should change that picture. This person is very built.
Cyborgs. I got this, you guys.
You're used to seeing this person being a very lanky individual with just kind of like a shock of yellow hair that's always like perpetually just mess, like bedhead looking. But now what you see is, hell with it. We'll just take this picture. I'm going to change it. So, Seeley, you kind of have like this after image of this scrawny, lanky guy, but they... after that second, what you end up seeing is a much more muscular version.
Please be fucking Fabio.
No, it's better. It's so much better.
What's better than that?
Fuck yeah, dude. I can't believe it's not Butters. Oh my god, that works on so many levels. Fabio was in an I Can't Believe It's Not Butter commercial, and it's not Butters anymore. I can't believe it's not Butters. I killed myself.
Nice.
But the person is much more muscular, and the hair is actually just kind of like... I'll make it a little bit bigger so you can see it. But the hair isn't like... It's still kind of messed up, but it actually looks fancy now. And kind of stylish, like they intentionally did it. Instead of just like looking disheveled, it just looks like this style.
It looks like
hair.
One of the vampire people.
Yeah. Sure, maybe. I don't know. You can't tell that without a perception check. But the guy walks in.
Dio!
And it's just kind of like with this kind of swagger or bravado, like he owns the place. And he just goes, sorry, I'm late. I got busy with things at the asylum. He looks around and goes, I believe I should be the last guest.
No one cares. Sit down.
He will look at you. Hang on.
I make a face.
Roll. Yeah, roll discipline. You still get the despair and threat. It's only 1 failure, 2 threat, 3 threat, and a despair.
Still an impossible check. Gotcha. Just wanted to just
almost
to make sure.
Like you're fighting an end boss. I don't know. I was trying to come up with some.
It should be close, from what I gather.
He looks at you for a second, and you hear that static again. Except it's not like the static that you normally, like, you're used to. It's almost like, I want to say, you feel like you're your life is almost being like drained out of you for a second. Like you can hear, oh, how do I want to do this? Because so Hez has brief glimpses of the mask when, yeah, that can happen.
I stop it.
No, it was actually oh. Right, but yeah.
No, stop it.
Hez just gets brief glimpses of the mask, and it's in the static, but in the in between, like it's not just static this time, because you can hear like I don't know how you would say, but it's like maybe screams, tortured screams.
Okay,
and like it's you're not really staring. You at some point you realize you're actually still staring at this guy's eyes. And he's looking back at you like he's kind of staring into your soul, sort of. But then the moment ends. You are drenched in sweat, and I'm going to give you, with that despair, I'm going to give you 2 setback die with any interaction with this guy until you pass every 2 minutes. You can try to overcome this dread that you feel when you look at this person.
Sure, no problem.
You put him on top of the HW.
Yeah, but he sits over in the back left corner of the room in that cordoned off area. And then you can see about 30 seconds left, Carter will walk in.
Welcome to the party.
And he'll sit down right next to, I gotta find Carter. I need to organize these. Yeah, Carter will walk in and sit down right next to the empty seat next to Hez and just kind of brush himself off. He actually looks like he was in a little bit of a hurry, and then look down at the group. Down, you're all sitting in one row. Actually, we'll have you like this. And he'll look down and go, oh, sorry, I'm late. I was getting some affairs in order. I don't know if you've checked your bank account, but I transferred some credits. I don't think the job is done, but Lord Jonker insisted. Don't thank me, thank him.
He is a most gracious benefactor.
And he looks at Hez and he goes,
I'm serious. No, I can't say things like that. Like, that sounds serious, but I'm serious.
No, we said thanks.
No, you just seem... Are you sweating? I didn't know raccoons could sweat.
I swear to God, we're not going to have this fight here, Carter. I'll kill you later, but not here.
He kind of smirks and then he looks at you a little bit closer and like looks like he's picking some lint off your shoulder and then flicks it off. After he like inspects it and then
stand riff, okay? It's dry here.
And then he looks down or looks back in the left corner and he sees Hubert sitting there and he goes, oh yeah, dandruff, I'm sure. Well, have they started the bidding yet? And then the old man up in front goes, and he gets a little feedback squirt, like squeal.
I didn't know that was part of it. I thought you started choking. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, the old guy. He's just not very professional. He's very old. It's old space. And there's like this terrible feedback for a second. He's like, oh,
okay. Time is, I believe it's time to start. Whether or not anyone is missing or not, we need to get this, as they say, show on the road. We have 4 items up for auction tonight. The society was very lucky to get their hands on these. We have, first up, a painting from... The painter was known... Not much is known of him, actually, but his name... He's
squints really fucking close to the paper.
It says, Pikmin. Pikmin?
Pac-Man?
Pikmin. This painting was very hard to acquire. It was picked up off of Korriban. Korriban, yes.
And he takes shuffles over to the first item sitting on the pedestal up in front and reveals this painting of... You guys are sitting pretty far back, so you can't really get a great look at it unless you want to roll perception. But there, it looks like these people sitting around a campfire.
I shall roll perception.
Go for it.
No, see, I rolled it before, and that's I had fine, so yeah. many success.
That's fine. We could go with your first roll. I don't care. This isn't gonna be that hard. I mean, the stage is lit. You just have to try to make out what's
shit
on the paper.
Lit.
The painting itself is only like a 12 by 12, 12 by 8, like a 2 foot by 2 foot painting, and the figures are pretty obscured. But yeah, you can go with the first rule. HW, you can't. That's a flat. Let me go through everybody. Who's all gonna try to make out what's going on here?
Seely.
Seely gets 4 success, 1 advantage. Seely.
Oh, what about the second rule? That was after the... Which one you taking?
Oh, that was the second rule?
Second rule was after you set the difficulty.
The second rule is better. Yeah, we'll give
success,
you...
Success, 2 threat, 2 triumph.
2 success, 2... Or 1 success, 2 threat, 2 triumph. Seely, with your 2 triumph...
She bids right away.
She what?
She bids right away.
Okay, yeah. The old man goes, we'll start the bid, and then just like, yes... Ma'am, how much is Seely bidding?
She holds up one finger.
1 credit. Okay, we're starting the bid at 1 credit.
Hez raises his hand.
Yes?
Two credits.
2 credits. Okay, we need to set some ground rules. The incremental bidding increase.
Hez raises his hand again. 5 credits.
God damn it.
Oh, force, sorry.
Force! Damn you. The increments must be within 50 credits each, and the starting bid is 200 credits.
Hess is absolutely broke.
He's actually in debt to Neb 100 credits.
Seely, with no, so Carter just walked in trance. Oh, you are still broke. Never mind.
Yeah.
Seely, with your 2 triumph, you're actually, you have 1 success, 2 triumph. You're able to recognize this painting from some of your... You were doing archaeology, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. This painting's old. Like, beginning of the High Republic old.
Old space.
Old space. You even with your 2 triumph, like, you know who the painter is, but, like, this person was famous for their very... Their paintings, like, were emotive, but they quickly... kind of disappeared, I want to say, just because while they were really, like, they invoked emotions, it was mostly fear and dread, because most of their paintings, like, you actually see the paintings, these are, the figures actually resemble the corpses you saw down in the sewers, only they're not, the figures in the painting don't look like corpses, they look like sentient beings sitting around a campfire. And if you kind of squint your eyes and you can see that there's actually like a pot, like a big pot in the middle of the campfire, and you can't quite make out what's in it. The 2 threat, I mean, I don't know if Seely would be bothered by it. Seely can guess what's in the pot.
She smiles with devious intent and bids 200.
Yeah, I was going to say the threat would be like, I think Seely would actually be really interested in buying this. The old man nods and goes, 200. Do we have anyone else for more than that?
Hez is going to stomp on Carter's foot. Wow. He's going to flick him in the back of the head, so he raises his hand. He's going to, like, tickle his ear with his tail to make Carter bid 50 credits.
Okay, roll.
Like stealth or something?
Stealth, skullduggery, whatever you want to do.
We'll do stealth.
I should probably look at Carter.
Damn, 3 threats.
That's fine.
Hez falls out of his chair.
You go to tickle him and Carter slaps your hand. And when he does that, the group in front, they raise their hand and they say, the one of the hooded figures, a soft voice comes out from under there, from beneath one of their, from beneath the robes and goes, 250.
250. 250 going once.
300.
300.
See the 3 figures talking amongst themselves. It looks like they're in pretty deep discussion, and then the one shrugs their shoulders and goes, and then nothing.
300 going once, twice.
HW raises his hand.
Okay,
350.
Seely throws the popcorn down in a fit of rage.
350 going once, twice. Sold to the gentle, and he squints, the person in the back with the very nice
robe. I think he's a robe. I can't see. Forgive me.
He wants to take the painting right now.
You jump up near the stage, and the security guards get, like, tense for a second, and the old man just waves him and goes, oh, I gotta put that on the,
I'll subtract 350 credits from my pool.
And we'll say HW has a very, I would say, nice. It's not a nice painting. It's great, but it's disturbing.
He's going to walk over to Celie and hand it to her and say, Diego's blessings upon you, and then go sit back down.
Okay. So
it was done to buy and gift, not to let other people spend their money.
You ran up the price on it just to give it to
us. Yes. I bought it so she didn't spend her own money.
So, Celie, you have this painting of... Now that you're looking at it, there definitely looks like there is... The pot is actually, like, the size is, in relativity, like, looking at it, in relative to everyone else in the painting, these figures, it's the size of a person, and you think you can kind of see a hand sticking out of it. I don't know what I'm going to let you get from this painting, but you can definitely feel that there is some sort of power coming off of it. All right, so with that, we have our next one.
Can I do that thing I messaged you about?
Yeah, so we'll say as you are walking back, you can get a chance to scope out. It's not Dio, it's Hubert Norton.
It's Dio. It's Rainbow Dio. In the Dark.
Yeah. So you're wanting to see his aura then, huh?
Yeah, my I want to do the, yeah, look at what you put in there, the psychic radar.
Yeah.
And I would like to use a light side point to boost it.
Okay. Discipline roll, I think, is what it's going to be.
Yep.
You know what? This is going to be interesting. It's not going to be hard to actually see him. It's just going to be more about you're going to be rolling to...
I need to get multiple successes.
What happens? This. Go ahead and roll.
Destiny pool is now 5 dark, 4 light.
Oh, you upgraded that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
I'm sorry.
Does that mean you're going to let me roll again?
Yeah, go ahead and roll again. It's fine.
Okay. My God!
Two threat. That's fine. That's actually pretty good. So you open, kind of like focus and open your third eye, metaphorical third eye, and you can see all around you different colors. Like you recognize the group next to you. I don't remember what you said everybody's color was, or what we established their colors were, but I know Seely's yellow. We'll say everybody else is green. Actually, Torque.
I think Hez was orange, wasn't he? Or something like that. I don't remember.
Well, let's pick colors now. Hez would be orange. I know Celie was yellow. I know that. Celie has like a yellow hue around her. Hue-ish aura. That's not anything. Yellow aura around her. Hez has a orangish aura around him, but it's actually it looks gold, I would say. It definitely looks gold.
Yeah,
it's definitely gold. And then Neb, if Neb was going to be a color, Ben, what color would he be?
I'd say probably green.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So Neb's green. These are all, you've seen them before, you've sensed them out. Torque is the only outlier right now. I want to say that Torque was green too, but now you're used to seeing, or you, the last time you did this, you saw him as a green, but now that green is more
blue.
It's got like kind of flex, like little, almost like flames, flickering flames, like a light ghost flames flickering around in it of red. And we'll say when you were looking at him, as you were looking around the room, he happened to look over at you and his eyes are now glowing red.
Torques?
Yeah.
Okay.
You see in the far right corner, the three individuals sitting in a group, they are all giving off this... They're in white robes, but yeah, they're giving off like a white, dull aura to them too. almost like it's like being muffled.
Yeah.
The guy at the front left, it's also green, but it's like almost not there. This just seems to you like a mundane person.
Okay.
And then you look at Hubert, and this is where the threat comes in, is everybody else, like, there seems to be an intensity to the light you see them around, and as you're looking around the room, and then you turn around to look at Hubert, the entire back left of the room where he's sitting in is just this brilliant yellow light that is, like, blazing, and it is, like, blinding to stare at. You go raise your hand up to cover your eyes, because, like, it is blinding to see. And you cover your eyes, and when you pull your hand down, your second sight is faded. And you notice that Hubert North is just staring at you with an amused look on his face. We'll end with the auctioneer going, "Next up, we have this item." And he pulls the cloth off of the next item sitting on the stage. He reveals...
Yarn?
No, it's a purple stone.
Oh.
Hey guys, it's the reality stone.
The local geology group had been wanting to get rid of this object for some time. We don't know quite what it's made out of, but the material seems fantastical. We can't damage it. It's malleable when it should be brittle when it should be malleable. Doesn't seem to react to heat or any sort of blaster based energy. We don't quite frankly know what to do with it, but I'm sure somebody here in this room could find some use for it. And then he stares at Hez. No, I'm kidding.
He looks, I don't have any money. Hez is broke.
I'm sure this will sit good in anyone's.
But Hez does want it. He's literally just like,
Is that an egg for mama?
But we'll leave it at that. There are two more items, technically three more items to bid on. You got one covered item still, and then the crown to bid on.
I thought there was only three altogether.
There's four altogether.
Four.
My bad.
Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you for joining us for Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Skies. We hope you enjoy the show. If you enjoy the show, please leave a like, rating, review, and a follow. It helps us out a lot. You can check us out online, talesoftheoutermrim.com. You can send us an email at totorffg@gmail.com. You can also, on the website, find a link to Steph Makepeace's SoundCloud. She does the music for the show. And you can also find a link in the events tab for the Donate for Destiny drive for the Child's Play charity. I believe that's everything. Anyone have anything they want to say before we sign off?
Diego.
Old Space.
What'd you say?
Old Space.
Old Space.
Old Space.
Be prepared. I'm all in making merch for this shit. So.
Oh, I sent you a logo.
Ooh.
Merch ideas.
What is it?
That's pretty. But yes, we're gonna leave you guys for now, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Oh, may the forest be with you. Diego.